Wait, what? Guess what I run up on before I got to the corner down yonder when I was going in with the tractor?
Squirrel.
Huh?
Squirrel.
No. Quail. Two of the biggest coveys I ever seen.
Oh, don't tell me.
It must have been 65 in each cover.
Well, I was trying to draw that, what you was telling me about. Can you draw?
What you mean, where I had the wreck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can draw.
Can you see?
Yes.
You don't need this. With that, I don't believe with that paper on it.
Yeah,
that
E-A-S-T, I got E-A-S-T, in other words, that's southeast. E-A-S-T. That's southeast 7th Avenue. That's southeast 7th Avenue going this way.
Yeah.
All right, this is the left-hand lane, and this is the right-hand lane. That's southeast 7th Avenue right on over here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And this here is 11th Street.
It's just a regular size.
Yeah, just regular size. Right,
well, this got a median.
Well, this one here's got a median. See, all right, now you take, the median back over here. Right, this here is southeast 11th Street. All right, there's a medium right over here. In other words, there's the main road right there, but there's a medium right in here. Just like this.
Oh.
Going in there, something like that, see? All right. Here's 6th Avenue right here. Southeast 6th Avenue, just about like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a one-way street up there.
Mm-hmm.
It comes across. It ain't finished the road yet because there's another medium down here, out here like this, goes down here like this. And then it bears out this way and goes that way, something like that. And that's where my truck landed.
Southeast 6th Avenue.
That's about Southeast 6th Avenue. And it's in Southeast 6th Avenue, but the thing about it is the road ain't finished. There's another main road over here, see, like this.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't finished.
Mm-hmm.
All right, she come out from over here. She come out of here to the stop sign, back up here. The stop, we just say that's the stop sign right there. All right, you couldn't see that stop sign because there was a great big pile of dirt right in here. A great big pile of dirt, see, right there. All right, you couldn't see nothing over here because there's another big pile of dirt. Way over here, like that. You couldn't even tell where anybody was even coming out of there or not. All right, she come out of here like this, and she come down. And when she seen that me and that other truck was here, instead of her coming on down here and then going down that way, she cut across just like this. And she come over this way just a little bit and come down. And when she got to 6th Avenue, instead of her coming on up to 6th Avenue, she cut across like that.
Oh.
Right in front of me.
Oh.
All right.
You was way down here.
I was right along here. In other words, when I hit her, I was right here. And over here was a great big old stump sticking up like that. There's a great big old stump there. And I was right even with that stump, and I was on this side, the yellow line. My truck was right in here. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a stump right there. I seen that stump, and I seen her. When she come from here, she seen she couldn't come across here, So she cut across and come across. He just did miss this thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of edged on like that, see? And then when she got down here, well, she gonna cut across this way, see?
Mm-hmm.
Cut corners on that 6th Avenue.
Yeah.
And now her car...
Well, which direction were you going?
We was going this way. In other words, we was going this way.
Yeah.
That would be north. In other words, my truck lit right here, right there. Right in that place, right there, on top of it. Front wheels, the back wheels is here, and the front wheels is here. Well, now, there's a nigger lives in the house right in the corner there. Not just exactly in the corner, say about like that, because there's a little opening in between the road and the house. And their names were Williams. That's what the nigger's names were, Williams that lived there. All right, when I hit her about, I'd say right along here, just as she turned in front of me. I hit her right there. All right, that slung that car over here. It was right there when I turned around and looked after I done lit over here. Then she drove that car from here. The wheels were turned to the left, see? She drove that car around like this and in that nigger woman's yard.
Oh.
In other words, she left the scene of an accident, too.
And when you look for glass over here, it all gone.
There wasn't no glass over there.
Right there in front of Williams' house.
Right in front of Williams' house, there wasn't no glass. Wasn't no glass out in the road. Wasn't no glass nowhere. Now, what become of the glass that in my seal beam, what become of the glass in it? And it was mashed flat.
Yeah.
It might have been mashed so flat until, of course, in other words, somebody could have picked up that glass that was out in that road.
Yeah.
But now you take that pickup truck that was behind me.
Yeah.
Whenever I got along here and he was back here, whenever he seen that she was coming out there, he was the one that got over him and was going down through there. And whenever I hit her, he had a chance to go on through, see?
Oh.
Whenever I hit her, I wasn't paying no attention to what went by me. I was paying attention where the truck was going. I thought one time that I was going to hit that stump. I didn't know. In other words, when I got right along, I say right along in here is where I hit her, because the stump was over here. And there's a great big old pine tree right there by it. 2-3 of them, 2 big ones. Great big old pine trees right there. And a great big old pile of dirt. And they claim that that car got airborne and jumped over there in them yards. Don't you know that's a lie? That car didn't go up in the air. It went back over him. Because I turned around in the seat and looked back over, I heard somebody talking. And the car was right there. And first thing I know, I heard the remark made, "You better get that goddamn thing out of the road, out of the street." And when she did, she drove it right across over here. I don't say she drove it, somebody drove it. Somebody had to drive it over there. You can see a black mark in that road where that right-hand tire was just nasty born cutting right on around over here in that yard. Now, you know good and well, if I hit her on the left-hand front, that car should have come this way. It shouldn't have went that way. Because, see, when I hit her, you hit the front end first. And you can see where the car went down the side of my truck. All the way to the back bumper.
Oh?
Yeah. In other words, that car had to come over here. Because I knocked it over there.
Well, I was on there running. You were moving, and when you hit her there, where did you hit her? In the left front?
I hit her in the left front.
And you kept moving, she kept moving, and that push her, then you'd scrape the side of her car all that way. All the length. Her car would scrape you.
Her car scraped me.
And that sent her in that direction.
That's right. And you can see out there where the car stopped at. And there's a black mark from right there all the way around him and to the, in this nigger's yard. And she tried to get away from there. That's what I figured, that she was trying to get away from there. She knew she didn't have no driver's license. She knew that car didn't have no sticker on it. And she knew she didn't have no insurance. And see, whenever you, and the car also was, they called it, it wasn't even supposed to be on the road. It was supposed to be in the yard jacked up. What do you call that? I heard the name, but I can't think of it right now. But that car didn't have no business on that road whatsoever. And this nigga that's got the no arms, he ain't got no hands, no arms from here down, on neither hand, neither one, neither hand, both hands gone. He told me that he has seen that woman drive that car day in and day out, and she ain't even supposed to be driving. She ain't had no driver's license. She had revoked driver's license. That means that she must have been driving while intoxicated or something, and they took them away from her.
Uh-huh.
Revoked, that's what they give, is revoked driver's license.
Why couldn't she see you coming?
Well, over here was a bunch of equipment. There was a front-end loader and a grader and also a bulldozer sitting over there.
Hmm.
There's a bunch of equipment right there. That's the reason why she couldn't see down the road. If she could have seen down the road, she'd have come on across there.
So the construction people have a hand in that, don't they?
Yeah, I say the construction company have a hand in it.
They got that dirt.
And see, all that road is under construction. And when I drawed that line right there, as crooked as that is, that's just as high crooked it is. And you take way back down the road here, a mile back down the road here, it's got another line right in here. Just like that. Over here in this lane here. And it takes all you can do to stay on this one over here. This one is so narrow. You got to straddle that one right there when you're going back the other way. You got to straddle that yellow mark. You don't know which one of them marks belong to you. In other words, that road is under construction. You can't call that what do they call it? Let me see what this thing says. You can't call it that, what they got it down. Because that road, all that right there is under construction. And that piece that she was on over here had never been finished. See? In other words, it had a coat of lime rock, and it had that old tar stuff on top of it, which it wasn't a regular road, because right here, right on the edge of that road right there, was about that high. See? In other words, she had to climb that before she can get up on this right here.
Oh.
In other words, there was a curb affair. Well, it's an unfinished road, is what it was.
Oh, I see.
Unfinished road
is what
it was.
It didn't have a shoulder.
In other words, it didn't have a place up on it where you could run up on it easy. It was hard to run up on. But now let's see what they got here. They got passing. In intersection, major intersection. It wasn't no major intersection, no such a thing, because the road was under construction. Passing in intersection. Then they got up here, southeast.
What are you passing?
I was passing this car that was over here. How could I pass that car and it was over there? I couldn't pass it unless I come around and got on the other side of it and passed it. All right, it's got on here, southeast, 11th Street and 6th Avenue. That's where I was passing her at. At southeast 11th Street and 6th Avenue. That would be down here. See, that's 6th Avenue right there.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, she come out And she seen that me and that truck behind me was coming along there. Well, she knew she couldn't go down that road, so she cut across him. Made for 6th Avenue.
She just got rattled.
Yes, sir, she got rattled. She don't know what she done. And, that's the only thing I can see here that,
And here she turned right in front of you.
Turned right to dab in front of you.
She could at least stop, couldn't she?
If she would have come on over here and then stopped, see, and then as I went by, she could have went across there. And whenever I got right along here, before I hit her, I seen her left signal light blinking.
Oh, I see.
In front of the car, not behind it, but in front.
Yeah.
I'd go to show you right there that she was just about in this angle of going in 6th Avenue. The back end of the car had done turned around, and just like I say, if I'd have been running 5 miles slower, I'd have hit her head on. That's how close I come to hitting her head on. And then they would have wondered something, wouldn't they?
You'd hit her right in the side.
You ought to hit her in the side.
You'd have been head on.
But I'd have been head on.
Yeah.
But where I hit that car, that was on the front wheel. Right in the front wheel. Right behind it, in other words.
So the way they've got it reported is that you're the one that caused all the trouble.
Yeah, I'm the one that caused all the trouble. Now you take that nigga that was in that pickup truck. He seen that happened. He seen that woman was going to hit me. I was going to hit her. So he come over here. He's the one that was in that lane over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he seen that I done hit her. Well, he went on through.
Yeah.
See?
He
hightailed it. He went on about his business. He took on off.
Now, how far back was that curve up there where he was
stopping? Swayed and like turned over? Oh, it was a half a mile or more. Maybe I'd say a mile, about a mile.
Yeah, I don't know where all this is, southeast. What's this close to?
All right, you take right in here, you'll see a sign. It says Lincoln Middle School. LINCHON. Middle. MIDDLE. Middle School. That's where my wife works at now.
Oh.
A great big post there, and it's got Lincoln Middle School on it. Right on that sign there.
Mm-hmm.
And Lincoln Middle School, that sign is right on 11th Street. It's standing right on over there on the right hand side. That would be over here. Let's see. No, wouldn't it be on this side? Lincoln would be over here. That's right there on this side, on the right hand side. But the main road is still over here. That ain't finished. I don't see that like that. See, it ain't finished. See, she had to come from over here.
That's a new road to put in?
Yeah, a new road. It's a 4-lane highway. In other words, she had to come way over here to run way over here to go on down that way, see? And she had been crossing that so many times without stopping. And there wasn't no cars coming.
Mm-hmm.
But that happened to be the car, two of them happened to be there. Well, then when she seen that she couldn't make it. That's how come her to turn and go that way. And she got down here and then she cut over a little bit and started down in. When she got to that catty corner across to 6th Avenue, that's where she had business. But the only way she got over there was that this car, it shows black prints where that tire, that right hand tire.
How far would it be from where you hit her over here?
From where I hit it to over here,
mm-hmm.
I'd say about 50 feet.
That far?
50, maybe 35 feet.
How much is
like
it?
I'd say about, close to 100 feet.
So you kept on going until you hit this,
That's the only way I didn't have no brakes.
Oh.
In other words, whenever I hit her, It jammed that front brake shoes and hub and everything and busted the tire. In other words, it broke that brake line off up there in that front wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the pedal went to the floor.
Yeah. And then you just had to wait till you hit something.
I just had to wait till it was still in gear and the motor was running whenever it stopped. And I just shoved in on the clutch and the motor was still running. And the heat and everything was still coming out of the heater. And my tape recorder was still on. My tape that I play tapes with.
Yeah.
It was still on. I had a music around there for a while. An hour, anyhow.
Yeah. You had to sit there. No, they didn't know what was wrong with you. And you had to sit there while they did all that stuff.
All that running the mouth out there. And then they put that thing around my neck, and they wouldn't let me get out of the truck, and they made me lay down in the truck, and the old policemen, they grabbed the door and snatched it open, when it wasn't open but about that far.
That was your truck?
Yeah, if they'd have left it alone, I told them, I said, here, I got the keys. I said, you can take the keys and open that other door over there. And the guy in the ambulance, he did come around and got the keys out of my pocket. And went around and opened the door. And then they put my keys back in the switch. And my boss got the keys out of the truck. I told him, I said, I got some valuable keys there.
How'd he happen to come along?
Huh? Do what?
How'd he happen to come along?
I sent for him.
Oh, I see.
I told that nigga that didn't have no hands to call the yard and tell him to tell my boss to come out and get my shotgun, this thing here.
Oh,
and
all your stuff in there.
And my gun and everything. Told him where the gun was at. And a 10-ton hydraulic jack behind the seat. And all that stuff out behind the seat. He come got it. And whenever he was getting that stuff out of the truck, that darn old policeman says, you can just leave that shotgun in there. We want that for evidence. And the man told him, said, listen, this truck has been in a wreck. The man that owns this truck told me to get this shotgun and them shells and things. And said, I'm going to get them. There's no way in the world keep me from getting this stuff out of this truck. And when he come out of the hospital, he wanted to know if I give that man his consent to get that stuff. I said, I darn sure did. And I said, anything else in that truck he wanted, he could get it. And I had a box, a brand new suitcase that my wife bought, and went in boxes about like that, and about that wide and about that high, and had 48 of those tapes that you play music with, like string music and church music and this and that and the other, on them tapes. Eight tape or something, I don't know what you call it, something.
Eight
like
ply, eight something.
Eight something or another. And I had that thing full. I had about $90 or $100 worth of them things in there. And I told him to get that too, because it was in the floorboard. It was in between me and the other side of the truck. I told him I should get them too. And I said, there's one tape player. One of them was in the player. I said, pull it out and get it too. If you don't, somebody will get it. And he got all that stuff I told him to get. And the old policeman said, you can't take all that stuff out of there. He says, I'll just show you. And whenever he took all of it out, then he got over there where that door was all bent up. He slammed it too and locked it, and got on the other side and locked the other side. And nobody could get in the truck then. Of course, they could look through the window and see how much mileage it had on it, 30,000 miles. No good weather, hadn't been nowhere.
That's something.
Yes.
Well, now that's just about what happened to me, J.R. I was coming through Georgia, and it was a whole lot of traffic on U.S. 41, and they were widening 41, you know, just little pieces here and all like that, and this was one of the parts where it wasn't widening, and this colored fella in a big flatbed truck, he had been hauling lumber. He stopped right in the middle of the road to turn, and I run into him. And I don't remember the circumstances now, except that I made the great mistake of calling the highway patrol.
Mm-hmm.
All we needed to do
was settle it right there.
Was to me go up there and talk to that fella. The hell, there wasn't enough damage done. It didn't hurt him at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove after that all that rigmarole. I sat down on the front end, the hood, and tied it down and come on into Gainesville, 300 miles, 200 or 300 miles. So it couldn't have been too much, just body. We ought to just pulled off the road there, and I didn't hurt him.
Just settle it right there.
Just settle it right there. And the last thing in the world anymore is that I'd call the law.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn if it's 15 cents or 15 what.
Well, let me tell you something else. I had on this damn wig, and that son of a bitch wrote me up with black hair. My hair ain't black. I didn't take it off. Yeah. The damn fool didn't know that I had a damn wig on.
Yeah.
And I even went in the hospital with it on.
Well, what I was going to tell you is, all the information they got there was in favor of the colored man.
Why, sure it was.
The whole damn thing. They just let him go scot-free, and they pulled me in, or told me to go in. I had to go over there and face the JP.
Uh-huh.
And the chief saying was, it took so long.
Mm-hmm.
He fined me $15. In other words, he had to fine me something, you see, because there was damn patrols.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the judge can't go all together against them officers.
Mm-hmm.
He won't be judged long if he is.
That's right.
He does.
Now this right here, do you think I'm going to plead guilty? No, sir. I'm not guilty. And then I'm going to pull a Whitehurst Construction Company in on this same thing. You know, they hear about the guy that was head of that construction company was Bill Whitehurst, and he got killed in an airplane wreck. Well, now he was supposed to settle a suit with me over 15 years ago, and he ain't settled it yet. And I think I'll file suit against him for having all that junk sitting out there where nobody can't see what's coming on, what's going, what ain't going. I'll bet you one thing, I'll bet that nigger woman won't never think about all that equipment sitting there. And that's what kept her from seeing me and that other truck coming along there.
Oh, I see.
See, that stuff was sitting out here between
yeah.
this road
She's
and this
up
road.
On you before she knew it.
That's right.
So she couldn't stop, she just got rattled.
She got rattled, she don't know where she went. And then after she landed out here, well, somebody told her
she better get away from
get
that, in
that
a hurry.
Damn thing off of that road.
Yeah.
Well, then she tried to. I believe she tried to go down this Sixth Avenue. See, go down this Sixth Avenue and get away from there, cause she knew she didn't have no license. She knew she didn't have no insurance. She knew the car didn't have no sticker on it. And she knew the car didn't have no business out down the road. She knew that.
Yeah. She knew she was in it too, didn't she?
Yes, she knew she was in it.
Did you ever see her after that? No.
I haven't seen her. I haven't looked for her.
No.
Because I tell you, there's a nigga boy told me that me not to go to her house and try to make any settlement whatsoever. I don't think that I should go to anybody's house to make a settlement for anything that I'm not guilty of. And I told him, I said, what do you think this is? I says, I'm not no lawyer or nothing, but I says, I ain't going to nobody's house, because I said, I might go to their house and they can kill me. I'm a white man. I ain't no nigger. And like he told me, he says, don't you go there. Says she may have a smart aleck husband.
Yeah.
And he might kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what this nigga boy told me.
Yeah.
He was pretty well-educated nigger. I know him, see.
Oh, really?
And he's from Miami, and he's from Clearwater and Largo and all down in there.
He's not the one with his hands off.
No, uh-uh. No. Now, that one with his hands off, he's just as nice to me as you ever seen in your life.
But which
one? He's the guy. He's the one that knows what truck that was behind me. But he didn't know whether it was a white man or a colored man.
Mm-hmm.
He was a high yellow, this here's a high yellow nigger.
But he knew the truck. He recognized
the truck. He recognized the truck. He says he's seen that truck every morning for the past week. But just about that time, about 7:30, every morning. Well, I generally get along there just about 7:30 by his house. And if he's out there in the yard, I always blow the horn and wave at him.
Oh, really?
See? Every morning. Because he either at his house or out there on that road somewhere or another, he's some kind of an inspector.
Oh.
See, he got hurt on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the job they give him, to watch that construction going on, and he sees something that don't look right, but he goes and tell them, say, that don't look right, do it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got sense enough to know how to do the job.
Well, so you'd been passing him out there.
Yes, sir, every morning.
Now,
here's something else they said. They said that whenever I lit over him, that somebody had a package in the back of the truck, some kind of a bundle. It was a hippie that was with me. There was a hippie with me. He got out of the truck, got his bundle, and run across over this way and run in the woods. Well, in other words, he couldn't hardly run from the truck across him and run in the woods because he had a pile of dirt half as high as his house over there to run up and before he got in the woods. I don't believe he'd climb that pile of dirt. And that pile of dirt was all on him, all the way from up him, just like that.
Hmm.
All the way down, a very big pile of dirt. How in the world could he run up that pile of dirt and run in the woods? Even to Sixth Avenue come through here like that, and that dirt was piled right in the middle of the road. Hit Sixth Avenue, you couldn't come out of here and go down that way to save your life, because you couldn't run over that dirt. But the next day, after the wreck, they moved that pile of dirt out of that road. See, you can tell that the construction company got a little wise to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they also moved that equipment from up there, too.
Yeah.
But I do know that that nigger with the, that hadn't got no hands to get up there and testify that that equipment was sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he told me he would.
So, you didn't have anybody with you?
No, sir. Wasn't nobody with me. In other words, when he jumped out of the truck, if he did jump out of the truck, how could he jump out of the truck and lock that door at the same time? He didn't have sense enough to hold that latch. In other words, you want to lock the truck, you push it down on the inside, you mash the lock on the outside, and you close the door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll stay locked. Well, he ain't got sense enough to do that. He didn't know you could do it that way. I didn't know it either until my wife showed me. And that's the only way you can lock it. You can lock it on the inside by just mashing the thing down. Because the handle that you open the door with is round on the side.
Yeah.
You have to pull it this way. Now, who told that? I don't know. Somebody told it. But I had on this wig. And they wrote me up one time out there where the wreck was that my hair was coal black. And whenever I got in the hospital and they got me on that table and undone me, see, well, I still had on my jacket. And I just pulled it off and put it in the pocket.
Yeah.
And buckled it.
Yeah.
And then they got it wrote up on the warrant, not on this one here, but on the one that they made up down the road, that my hair was coal black. And I know it ain't cold black, and it ain't this long. And I've been wearing this damn thing every time you turn. I went through making up a while ago. Yeah, but and I had it on when I was on the tractor. When I went home,
yeah.
I had it in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I put it on as I started down toward the house. Even I went out there in the garden, and I fixed the tractor.
They look at you twice, see if they know that feller?
Yeah, and I went there and I parked the tractor in front of the garage and went inside there and got my screwdriver and went out there and took that distributor cap off. And what do you think was in it?
Bird nest.
No, a dirt dauber nest.
In the distributor?
It was in that distributor, in the points and everything. So how'd it get in there? In a little bitty hole on the other side of the distributor cap. A little bitty hole, just about that big.
So how did it fire
at all? The dirt dauber went in there. Well, I don't think it, the points wasn't even breaking. The points was open. Open just as wide open as they could get. And the only way you could crank it by pulling it off. It'd crank up. But when you step on the starter and that thing turned around, it didn't break no way, shape, no form. And I took the scratching point file and I put them between them and I worked on them and then set them and put it back together and stepped on the starter, cranked up this previous, and you crank it up with the throttle up or down, either one. Cranked up 5 or 6 times.
Yeah. I'll be that down.
Yeah, cranked up and run this previous.
Now that since you had it. That couldn't be since you had it, J.R., because the dirt daubers haven't been working.
It don't take dirt daubers but about 5 minutes to mess up something.
Is that right?
That's right. You can take a piece of pipe, you can believe it or not, you can take a piece of pipe and put it out there in that tree, and I'll say in 24 hours, it'll be full of dirt daubers. Mm-hmm. If there's any dirt daubers around there, she'll fill it up. It won't take them off.
I'll be done.
Yes, sir. You can take a piece of copper tubing, as small as it is. They'll pack that thing just as full of dirt as they can get it. And then when they pack it in there so far, of course he can go in there. And then he'll lay that egg in there, and then he'll come out and he'll pack it again.
Pack it again.
All right, that egg will stay in there. It won't never come out. He thinks it will, but it won't. It won't never come out of there. The only way you can get it out is get a piece of wire and ram it through it, knock it out.
His
crazy idea of putting it in there.
His system just don't always work?
No, his system don't work all the time. Is it all right if I walk down in the woods?
Sure.
All
right.
Well, now these dogs run around here a little bit, J.R., but I see cats out here, right, Smart. Which is the hardest on the game?
Cats. That's how come you see them two covers of quail down there. There was one gray cat and one black cat.
Well,
and they had brought them out of that field from out yonder.
Why didn't you knock the hell out of them cats?
Well, I didn't have nothing to knock the hell out of them with. If I'd have had my shotgun, I'd have killed both of them.
Oh, you mean when you went out?
Yeah, when I was on the tractor.
Oh.
There was one covey just about 100 yards from the corner down that way. And one covey was up there on that corner. The old black cat had one covey and the old gray one had the other. Had them out down the road. And of course, I run at them and that scared the birds up and the old cats run in the bushes.
You know, J.R. what? Now you see, you do this and I don't. You were talking about that old truck that you had, that the fella had, and he wasn't using it. Well, you know what it is, and you know what shape it's in, you see. Well, you can go ahead and trade him for it. But see, I wouldn't know that.
That's right.
So I never would get it. Now you see, actually, over here, what I need, and it would be a considerable use, is to have something that crank up that I could haul a little in.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have tried borrowing people's trucks.
They don't pay to.
It don't work.
No, because you take it out and tear it up, then you got to fix it.
Well, I know. But say I borrowed your truck on the weekend. You wouldn't have, you'd use it all the time during the week. Well, there'd hardly a half a day but that you use that.
That's right.
And if you just want to use 5 minutes, you still want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know there's hardly any hauling I can do in a half a day.
I'm having trouble with my left nut. That rotten thing just about kills me sometimes.
Is that right?
If I don't stand up and move it around, well, it feels just like somebody got a hold of it trying to pull it out on the ground. But I'll tell you what I'll do. One day next week, it might be about Tuesday. I got to go out shore and feed it Monday. About Tuesday, I'll run out there and see if it's still out there.
All right. Now, you see, this these boards, I need to get a little jag of lumber every now and then.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't buy enough for them to deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'd go out of business.
Yeah.
Bringing me a few hundred feet of board.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
if you had a truck, you'd just go get it.
Yeah.
Go get what you want.
Yeah.
And see, that had a long body. I'd say that body was as long as near that corner right there.
Yeah.
About 10, 12 feet long.
Yeah.
It was a half a ton pickup truck.
Yeah. There you are.
I'll go by there and see if it's still there.
All right. See what you can kick up going down
right,
there towards
okay.
That wood.
Well, I'm going to ease down, you know, walk around
there. I was trying to do that, but I couldn't do it. See, there was...
That's the way it goes. That's the way it lies right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I can see it now.
In other words, that's where my truck landed at down here. The front wheels was over here, and the back wheels was over there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fight it.
Yeah. I was about to come over there. I didn't know. I didn't expect you'd be there, and I was going to come over there and... Get a little mess of them turnips.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring you a mess. Might bring you a mess in the morning.
Well, I go with you. Oh, anyway. Well, there's what sun's out. You better go on.
Okay.
That's
I thought it was going to rain earlier this morning, but it didn't.
I did too. Yes, Faye was having her children out here. That's,
mm-hmm.
I wish you'd been out here. They had a big
I
time.
I seen them out there.
Yeah. They love to come out here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she ought to bring them out here every now and then. You see,
yeah.
She could have little parties out here,
mm-hmm.
and then they get. You see, a lot of them, their children, they'll get off concrete.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
So what
well,
do they?
No,
all
the
right. All right.
Your fence is that first fence way out on it?
Yeah.
It goes right down side of Ricky.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, I stay
on
your land. I don't get on
yours. This is Channel 1 Right and around 700 or 800. And I'm going to transfer this to the other reel. This is Channel 1 Right around 700 or 800. And this is footnotes, appendix to the talk this morning. This is... Saturday afternoon, he'd come over to go hunting, to kick up a few birds on my land. This Saturday afternoon, the 14th of December, 74.